This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I got a question for the National Football League, and I don't mean to go there. The only reason I mean to go there is because I am amazed personally as to how a bunch of people can be entertained. Tame derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, I'm controlling you. But it shows you how reprobate man can become, dull and insensible man can become, that he's entertained by a bunch of full-grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball while his country goes to hell in a handbasket, literally. And again, no wonder why the Muslims are saying attack America now, because their new gods are sports. Yep. And when you get a moment, read Jeremiah 5:20, and you'll understand again once as to what I am saying right now. But folks, I'm looking at pitcher after pitcher after pitcher after pitcher, literally, friends, after pitcher of stadiums that are empty. The seats are peppered. In some areas, they're completely vacant. They're empty. It's amazing how the media doesn't cover this, how the media and the narrative is that everything's okay, the NFL is doing great. And it's interesting, yesterday we were sitting there, me and my family, and we were having lunch, and of course you can't go anywhere anymore without having TV surrounding you to keep your attention on what they are jamming down your throat, the propagandists, rather than having a peace of mind and spending time with your family. But of course you look up on the screen and you see the NFL here and the NFL there. And of course, the cameras are going to stay on the group of people where they're all conglomerated, friends, where it looks like the stadium may be filled, but in fact, it is not. And it's interesting, what I noticed was the sponsors, regardless of the reaction and the response of the American people to say enough is enough to those that disrespect our flag, disrespect first and foremost those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. It's interesting, America, I'm high-fiving you right now, and it's interesting to note that the sponsors are not paying attention to you. Regardless of your opposition and your protest, the sponsors continuously move forward supporting the NFL to dishonor and desecrate the memories of those that fought, bled, and died to give you the things that you have today. So again, I want you to know, America, that I am high-fiving you and your efforts for saying enough is enough to these criminals. And friends, criminals they are, for those that did not know. Take a look at the criminal records of those that are protesting our flag, friends. You have a bunch of little useful idiots, little communists being trained up in the ways that they are now going. They're bought and paid for. As a matter of fact, you better bet your bottom dollar behind closed doors, they're told what they better do, just like the supposed movie stars and the self-proclaimed movie stars and music stars and so on and so forth, friends. Just like the useful idiots in the state-controlled media that are told what to say because because they can't think for themselves. You know the same thing's happening in the NFL. But again, friends, the method that they're using today is the Saul Alinsky method to cause you, the enemy, to what they want to establish through a new world system, a global system. The tactic is to cause you to believe and to demean and to belittle you in the face of what they mean to throw at you through their propaganda, is to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Friends, I want to tell you something. If you look at the pictures that I have in front of me right now, I want to tell you, it's very encouraging. It's very encouraging that the people are responding in such a fashion. But I want to say this. Why is it that it took this to get you to empty these arenas? Can you imagine, America, when we empty the arenas, and I'm talking about we as a people, not me. I am not a part of that. I'm not a part of that lot. I have more important things to do, friends, than to watch a bunch of full-grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball. Namely, paying attention to those that are murdering the innocent in the womb. Anything that offends my God and His moral law is what I am about doing the works of, friends, righting the wrongs by the power of the Holy Ghost. But I want to lay to your candor, can you imagine, America, what we could do if we emptied these arenas and we emptied the movie theaters and the concert halls and we filled the churches back to preachers who have God's heart? Read Jeremiah 23 when you get a moment. Can you imagine getting them back into church, getting them busy, going to the barracks and get them out there on the battlefield? Because we are in a spiritual warfare. And begin to protest government for the crimes that they are committing against us on a daily basis. Can you imagine how quick we could change this country around America? And I want to tell you something. Your enemy fears this more than anything in life. They fear this more than anything in life, that you're going to catch on, that you're going to be encouraged, and you're going to begin to deal with corruption and say no to corruption and pull the curtain back behind those that are willing to play the Judas and sell you and your God-given rights out and begin to deal with special interest groups. I'll tell you what, then we're going to begin to take ground. Because, friends, it merely is a commandment of God that we do so regardless if you're encouraged to do so. Do it. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. I want to jump over to the politicians. I'm looking at a picture of what you would call the Democratic Party, which is unconstitutional. And when you're talking about the Democrats, you're talking about the criminals. You really are, because you call them the left. And again, if the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. But I'm looking at a picture, and it says, do your job, with a black woman that is being used to divert your attention from what nobody's talking about anymore concerning the Las Vegas shooting. Isn't that interesting how that works? The four-day nation. 4 days, your mind is set on something, and the media conveniently comes in, controls you. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, America. But they begin to divert your attention away from what just took place 4 days ago, right? But I'm looking at this picture where there's they're called Democrats, the leftists. And it says right on the pulpit, it says, do your job. America, do your job and throw these people in jail, at least for their crimes against we the people. And when I'm looking at this picture, I'm looking at a black woman with a red cowboy hat on. And I'm looking at a woman to the right of her that looks like a transgender. And when I look behind her, I see Debbie Wasserman, who is a criminal within herself, within her own right, literally. And then I see another man, a black man with glasses on, with a bow tie on. And as I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, how comical. America, look at the circus you call government in this country. It's a reproach. This is a mere reflection of the American people that tolerate their crimes. But right behind the speaker is none other than Nancy Pelosi. Hold up.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to my Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on my Facebook account again, and my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1EE, Bradley Dean 1EE. And you can also give us a phone call, and please stick to the topic. That number is 1-866-582-9933. If you'd like to call in, stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It really is. Right during the first segment, I was highlighting the fact that I'm looking at a picture with a bunch of individuals that you call the Democrats. It's unconstitutional. I went to the RNC some time ago, and this is when Mitt Romney deceived the people into believing that he was actually a conservative, which in fact his record proves just the exact opposite, like so many of them. And while I was there, I ran across a friend that's now in Congress, in federal government. And he was with an individual from Minnesota who did a radio broadcast on a daily basis. And I remember this guy would continuously play the game of driving the Democrats against the Republicans, just like Rush Limbaugh, just like Sean Hannity, just like Glenn Beck, just like any other idiotic ignoramus that hasn't taken the time to read the Constitution. It's just a fact. It's idiotic is what it is. And it's irresponsible. They're derelict of duty and obligation before God and man. That's just a fact. That's true. But I remember when I seen him there, I'd walked up to him and I said, can you tell me and explain to me constitutionally why you keep setting the Democratic Party against the Republican Party? And his face got a little red because he couldn't prove it constitutionally. That's not our government. That's not how we are set up as a people at all. And so when I asked him that, he just kind of, again, he got red in the face. He got beat red a little bit. And I said, I don't understand why you keep driving them one against another the way that the politicians do. He said, well, we need a balance in governments. We need a balance in governments, he said. And a balance in government came to mind, and I thought to myself, okay, so you are the new designer of what our government ought to be rather than our founders. Because you're usurping that Constitution by creating and adding to that which was never brought forth or added to the Constitution. And, of course, he had nothing to say about it. And how could he say anything about it? So he just sat there like the ignoramus that he was and is, because he's continuously doing it today, like so many others are, that are not taking the time to understand what our founders actually established. And when you begin to look to those that responsibly established what we have today, the way that it's being rubbed out, the way that it's being omitted, the way that it's being revised, friends, it's not so much from what you would call the leftists, but from those that you call the conservatives. They're the responsible party as to what the problem is in this country. Are they doing it purposely? I don't know. I don't care. But when they are held responsible, and when I hold their feet to the fire, per se, concerning what the Constitution says and what it doesn't say, they could care less. They want to appease the people. They want to be people pleasers. They want sponsors that stay with them for a long time. So they got to keep the gossip game going. You know, forget America about what President John Adams said, if you can, because that's what today's conservatives are doing, which are nothing more than yesterday's liberals. There's nothing I dread so much as a division of the republic. That's what you are, Article 4, Section 4, into two great parties. Yeah, the Republicans and the Democrats. There's nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties. This is what the conservatives have done. Each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. Now, what's even more terrible than that is their leaders. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment. John Adams finished out his statement with, "This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution." Did you hear what he said? He said, "The greatest political evil under our Constitution." And yet, this is what we hear again, day in and day out. The Republicans said of the Democrats, and what the Democrats said of the Republicans, folks, it's child's play. It's complete child's play, but yet the game goes on because the American people don't know the difference. You know, the method of divide and conquer? See, if Satan be divided against himself, right? How can he stand? If a house be divided against itself, how can it stand? How about if a nation be divided against itself, how can it stand? Yep, there you have it right there. There is nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leaders and converting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. There you have it. And the Constitution falls under God. Read every state preamble in the United States of America. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Period. He's the lawgiver. Now, going back to my picture that I was talking about during the first segment, America, the joke is on you. And I'm talking about the corrupt politicians of the day. The American outlaws is what we should call them, because they are operating out of their scope of authority. But while I'm looking at this picture, at the pulpit, we have a black woman who's being used to divert your attention from what's really going on in your country, again. And I'm speaking to the four-day nation. In 4 days, you're going to forget. You'll be onto something new. See, you're created, friends. This is created opposition. And you're being controlled, America. little by little. That's why I continuously say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. But while I'm looking at this picture, back to the picture, I'm looking at this black woman with a red outfit on. And a black cowboy hat. I mean, and folks, again, the joke's on you because you're accepting of this, right? And as I look to the right of her, there is a, well, she's trying to come across as a woman that looks like a man. She looks, it looks transgender, or unless it's a hermaphrodite, I don't know. And then to the left of these two, we have Deborah Wasserman Schultz, who is a criminal, literally within her own ranks, friends. I've seen her at the RNC too, folks. There is a presence of evil around this woman. I kid you negative. And then to the left of her, I look at this other underachiever, who's angry at those that achieve and conquer. It's a black man with these nerdy glasses on with a bow tie on. And as I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, what? Are you kidding me, America? And it says across the pulpit where this black woman with a red cowboy hat on and a red outfit on, it says, do your job. America, do your job and throw these individuals in jail where they belong. I'm going to get to that in a moment as well. But I said something that John Adams had brought forth. I highlighted the fact that he said arranged under its leaders. And one of the leaders is none other than Nancy Pelosi. And folks, you can't make up the stupidity. You can't make up the things that these people do and say. I mean, she thinks it's a hate crime, an act of terror to read the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. This is what they accused Michelle Bachmann of sometime back when she had read on the floor of the Constitution in our founding documents. But she's still there, doing the things that she does. I want you to listen to what America you've accepted as a leader and tell me how the joke is not on you. This is Nancy Pelosi just yesterday. Listen carefully.
Good morning it has been. Really one that marks a transformative moment when President Bush left office. The deficit was at $1.4 trillion.
$1.4 trillion, she said.
$1 trillion. So you're talking about an enormous amount of money. That the national debt had increased by an enormous amount. The debt was $1.4 billion.
Now it went from $1.4 trillion to $1.4 billion.
The pie chart. This is about the American people and how policy here affects them.
And she said, this is about the American people and how policy affects them. I want to tell you something. Like Senator John Glenn said, if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. And keep in mind, friends, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, talking about the American outlaws, otherwise known as politicians. I'm going to give you a couple examples in just a couple moments. I want to play this piece by what you've accepted to be a leader in the Democratic Party, which has no constitutional standing whatsoever in this country. I am, you know what's absolutely humorous about all of this, friends? Is again, this is another one of those, I've been on radio for at least 17 years now. And I have continuously shared with the American people that there is not all these parties that are being used to set or convert measures in opposition to each other. They don't exist, but why do you continuously act like they do exist, like so many other things in your country? There is no such thing as a Democratic Party constitutionally, nor an independent party, nor a communist party. Friends, or a Republican Party, friends. Oh, no, we are a constitutional republic. It should be the people of the republic, period. Sons and daughters of the republic, we are a constitutional republic, and it's absolutely amazing that people are still playing along, as if to suggest there is, well, what Bradley's saying is it may be true, but we're just going to go ahead and go on our deceptive ways regardless. I want you to hear again this woman, I think, Nancy Pelosi, who represents a district in San Francisco, who happens to be the Democratic representative, a leader of the Democratic Party. Exactly, she is. And when I'm identifying the picture that I have over the last two segments, it's interesting, folks, that it looks like it's a circus. And, well, guess what? It is. It's a circus. And the circus goes on, but you need to keep in mind the joke is on you, because when you begin to think about what this is representing, it really is a mere reflection of the American people that tolerate these criminals, these outlaws, known as politicians. I want you to listen again to Nancy Pelosi. Listen carefully to the double-mindedness. Friends, I could play videotapes and audio all day long just of Nancy Pelosi. And it's not funny. There's nothing funny about it. She's dangerous. She doesn't work for we the people, but yet they continuously remind the people that we're here for the American people. And folks, she's telling you the truth when she's saying that we're here to represent policy. They are, because policy runs in contradiction of law. Policy follows the law, not the other way around. You know, it's like this. A man is so tired of man's 10,000 commandments, of being enslaved, being burdened. Well, if you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 and do away with these criminals, friends. Where the law ends, tyranny begins, and you have tyranny in action. Listen carefully to Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi. We'll call her whatever we want to call her, right? She's so formidable. But it's interesting to note that, listen, folks, she talks out of both sides of her mouth. Even when she's confused, she forgets her lie. Okay? And here I'm ready to expose her once again. Listen to this carefully. Nancy Pelosi.
This morning has been really one that marks a transformative moment when President Bush left office. The deficit was at $1.4 trillion. $1.4 trillion.
$1.4 trillion.
You're talking about an enormous amount of money. That the national debt had increased by an enormous amount. The debt was $1.4 billion.
Now it's $1.4 billion.
As I said the other day, and you saw the pie crust. The pie chart. This is about the American people and how policy here affects them. Instead, let's go to the table. Because we're here for the American people. Education being essential. Education, by the way, being any money spent on education.
Folks, she's so confused as to what she's supposed to say. That she says whatever comes to her mind. And you can hear there's not a lot going to that neither. And what's sad about this, America, is on this radio show, I have time and time again replayed from their own mouths where they are, who they are. They are telling on themselves constantly, America. And what is it that you don't understand? That when the law ends, tyranny begins. This is tyranny in action. Through the circus that you call the Democratic Party. And by the way, it's not just the Democratic Party, as you well know, especially to those that listen to this radio station. Folks, these are American outlaws, otherwise known as the politicians. And before you begin to laugh at who these people are, keep in mind the joke is always on you. Because at the end of the day, who loses, America? You do. And why is it that you lose? You lose because of what you tolerate. Years ago, Capitol Hill Blue did some research on Congress. This is some time ago, friends. And this is what they found concerning the outlaws, otherwise known as politicians. They found that 111 members of the House and Senate have run at least two businesses that went bankrupt. They ran them into the ground. Often leaving business partners and other creditors holding the bag. This is exactly how they operate amongst we the people. 79 of them have credit reports so bad that they can't even get an American Express card on their own. But as members of Congress, the elites, right, the demigods, they think that we serve them rather than them serving us. They get a government-issued American Express card without a credit check. Just think about that. 64% have personal and financial problems so serious that they would be denied security clearances by the Department of Defense or the Department of Energy if they had to apply through normal channels. But again, as members of Congress, they get such clearances simply because they fooled enough people to get elected. You know, it's the short-term memories of the American people that keep politicians in place. is really what it comes down to. It's because of your short-term memories and the crimes that they commit, and you forget when it's time to vote. And just, again, I want to pull away the delusion, friends, that you have to wait for them to serve out their term before you can actually deal with them. No, read Article 2, Section 4, and you'll find out that when they violate the smallest of infractions concerning our laws found in the Constitution, they are to be impeached and then indicted. They are to be charged, America. 31 members of Congress have been accused of spousal abuse in either criminal or civil proceedings. This is your government. This is your representatives. This is your reflection, America. 33 have driving while intoxicated records arrests on their driving records. 33 driving while intoxicated arrests on their driving records. That's 33% of them. 33 of those that serve in Congress. 24 are or have been defendants in various lawsuits ranging from bad debts, disputes with business partners, or other civil matters. 9 members of Congress have been accused of writing bad checks even after the scandal several years ago, which resulted in closure of the informal house bank that routinely allowed members to overdraw their accounts without penalty. They're overdrawing their accounts, friends, their accounts without penalty. They get to apply for credit cards, American Express cards, without a credit check. They get clearances simply because, again, friends, they fooled enough people to get elected. And see, now you're taking on the mindset that they can do anything that they want to do without consequence, and that's what's sad. And a prime example is Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton and the Bushes. And I can go on and on and on and on. 17 of those that serve in Congress have drug-related arrests in their backgrounds, 6 for shoplifting, 5 for fraud, 4 for assault, and 1 for criminal trespass. And see, folks, this is the kicker, and I want you to listen to me carefully. These that are appointed, those that I just highlighted and their crimes, they're there to magnify the law against the crime, not the crime against the law. Again, these that are appointed to magnify the laws are the ones guilty of breaking the law, and that defined out, friends, is nothing more than an outlaw. And we're talking about the American outlaws, friends, right now. Otherwise known as politicians, and politicians that the American people accept for some reason or another. For some reason or another, they're to be accepted. You're to just sit down and you're supposed to accept this as if this is normal and everything is good, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. And what does this represent more than the people of the United States of America? Absolutely nothing. America, you are the responsible party for what's going on in this country. You are responsible for what's going on in this country. I drove up to a local civil building in a large city right 25 miles south of me. And what's interesting about that is when I got there, I just wanted to see what was written on the building, because there's usually an inscription on the building. And what I was looking for was Moses and the Ten Commandments. But what I found was on one corner of this four block shaped building is John Locke's quote. And it said, "Where the law ends, tyranny begins." And what I want to do is I want to give you a couple examples of these outlaws so you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Do you remember that on April 6th, when the California Attorney General raided David Daladin's home and confiscated all of his undercover video footage regarding the harvesting and sale of abortion baby organs? Do you remember that this was all done by none other than the Attorney General, attacking those that were exposing Planned Parenthood for harvesting and selling aborted baby organs and issues by Planned Parenthood? See, this is what I'm talking about. Tyranny begins where the law ends. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sons of Liberty, folks, I wanted to let you know, this just came across my desk just a couple of moments ago during the break, actually, and speaking of where the law ends, tyranny begins, and this is just trickling in little by little since the beginning of this administration, the lack of justice and the lack of rule of law that Donald Trump promised that he was going to bring in. But it's on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. It was just posted a couple minutes ago, as I said. Criminal proceedings lacking as Trump DOJ settles civil actions of IRS targeting conservative groups. Now, I want you to listen carefully just for a moment. We're speaking of American outlaws, otherwise known as politicians. I want you to listen. The Trump administration Department of Justice, as he might call it, settled two class action lawsuits filed by Tea Party conservative groups, paying out an undisclosed sum of money, who alleged the Obama administration Department of Injustice, I'm adding, discriminated against them unfairly due to their political ideological commitments using the Internal Revenue Service. Attorney General Jeff Sessions declared that the groups had a tax-exempt status delayed based solely on viewpoint or ideology. Sessions admitted the IRS was wrong. See, now when the IRS is wrong, it's just wrong and they get a pass at that. But if you do something without knowing you're doing something wrong, then you're criminally charged. And do we not live in a country, friends, where we're innocent until proven guilty? But not with the IRS. Now listen again carefully. Sessions admitted that the IRS was wrong in exercising the heightened scrutiny based on political viewpoint, but the only justice being metered out is payment to injured groups, while those who perpetrated the targeting receive impunity. In other words, nothing happened to them. Granted, Trump is replacing the chief of the IRS. However, active participants in the scandal like Lois Lerner and Barack Hussein Obama remain free from the hand of justice. And we just found out, friends, from the Judicial Watch a week ago, friends, that Jeff Sessions and the Department of Justice under none other than Donald Trump is actually, his appointees are protecting Barack Hussein Obama and none other than Hillary Clinton. This is the facts of the matter, friends. So we're seeing it again. See, what we see is we see Donald Trump as the face of this, let me say it this way. Donald Trump is nothing more than the face of what they need to appease the people so they can do their dirty work. That's exactly what's happening. And if you can prove otherwise, again, the lines are open for you, friends. 1-866-582-9933. We were just talking about, during the last segment, how it was reported that California Attorney General raided David Daladin's home and confiscated all of his undercover video footage regarding the harvesting and sale of aborted baby organs and tissues, read Proverbs 6:17, by Planned Parenthood. An organization America's representatives refused to defund. Not only did they refuse to defund it, but now they are laying to your backs to fund it, America. And isn't it interesting, too, we were speaking about what's going on in the NFL. America, did you know that your tax dollars are being used to build those stadiums? Did you approve of that? See, America, every step of the way, if you'd open your eyes, you will find you are paying for your own demise every step of the way. Every step of the way. The office of Kamala Harris, who was elected with the help of tens of thousands of dollars from taxpayer-funded Planned Parenthood, is set on using the law against the law by attacking and intimidating Mr. Daladin in hopes of incarcerating him for exposing this organization's crimes against humanity. These are just examples of the crimes and the outlaws, otherwise known as politicians, that you put up with, America. They're using the law against the law. They're incriminating. They're attempting to incriminate. They're indicting people that are simply there to uphold the law, that are protesting governments for their crimes against we the people. Well, now we have totalitarian methods in place where now they just go after guys that expose crime, and if they don't like it because it happens to be their crime, well, then they lay to their charge a crime that they didn't commit. And the crime that they say that they would commit was that they're violating some policy that's been created by them that they can use against those that mean to actually charge them for the crimes that they're guilty of. You want to say that again? We found out some time back that the United States government has been targeting and illegally revoking the gun rights of over 260,000 American veterans. And this was back in 2015. And now they're going for it again through what allegedly took place through Las Vegas. But your minds are off of that now. And now you're on to the new circus with the black lady with the cowboy hat on, right? You all know what I'm talking about because that's the new bone that they've thrown to the media. And they're all in it together, right? It's interesting to note that it's good enough for the politicians, the outlaws, to send forth America's finest to fight unconstitutional wars abroad, yet when they come home, they are denied the very rights that they were fighting to uphold and maintain, namely the right to bear arms. America, you've got rights. Let me say it again. You've got rights, not privileges. They work for you. You do not work for them, period. I mean, are these that are to serve we the people aiming themselves against Americans? Of course they are, because they're not working for us. You know, it's interesting, these outlaws that you call politicians, they're armed to protect themselves from those that they are to serve. As a matter of fact, if they were serving we the people, they wouldn't need to be armed at all. We would protect them, right? But again, we're in this together. We are the government. going back just a little bit, speaking of corrupt politicians that mean to disarm you, isn't it interesting that several of these outlaws in the FBI, you know, as your government's officials, that are responsible for killing Lavoie Finicum in Oregon on television, for standing up against those who were selling uranium ore to the Russians while stealing away the lands from underneath the ranchers. Now, it's also interesting to note, friends, and I shared this with you the last time I talked about it concerning what's going on out there, the Bundy trials. I told you folks when this first took place as to what it was all about, and nobody wanted to hear about it. Nobody wanted to believe that it was Hillary Clinton selling uranium ore, Barack Hussein Obama and Harry Reid selling uranium ore to the Chinese. Folks, you didn't want to hear it. The conservatives thought this was crazy. Now everybody's talking about it. And now the American people are still trying to figure out, why is Barack free? Why is Barack still attacking Donald Trump? Why is Hillary Clinton free? Why is she attacking Donald Trump? Because they're in it together. This is nothing more than pro wrestling at its very worst. They're friends, friend. That's why he hasn't prosecuted Hillary. That's why he's not prosecuted Obama. He says one thing in front of you and to you, and then he gets together with them behind your back, and they're best of friends. This is nothing new. And by the way, now that it's Donald Trump, it doesn't make it different. Just wanted to rain on that parade too. Adding strength to tyranny by doing nothing to them when they commit crimes against we the people. Wow, craziness. Last week, a federal judge in Mississippi illegally ruled to force Mississippi to allow sodomy. Read Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13, Romans 1:24. One judge forced the state to allow sodomy and sodomite couples to adopt children. You are daring the justice of God by tolerating these individuals, America. And you're going to get it. I mean, is it not telling that the sodomites went from poor victim status, accusing everyone and anyone that rejects their abominable lifestyles as the bully, to their end aim, which has always been to get at the children? Why, of course it is. Exodus 22. 22 through 24, Luke 17:12. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. And isn't it also interesting you have judges, America, these outlaws that you call politicians, that are only to sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1. And if they act outside of the scope of authority to actually make reference to the law that's been given, discover and apply law, then you are to deal with them and you are to throw them out. Article 2, Section 4. Again. You are the law. You are the law, America. You are the law. And until Americans figure this out, they're going to continuously let the outlaws do the things that they want to do. Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell you, too, in accordance with this federal judge, as he calls himself, he believes he's above the law. He can now begin to legislate and recreate, right? Tear down the Constitution and recreate it in his own devilish image. You know, it's interesting that it is the North American Man-Boy Love Association and their motto, sex before eight, before it's too late, that can be seen and heard at your local gay pride parade. And yet, this Mississippi judge forces forced Mississippians to allow sodomites to adopt children in that state. America, America, you're too young to die, but this is how you kill it. It's time to deal with the American outlaws known as politicians, period. You are the government, and I love you enough to tell you the truth. But you can't be that until you're obedient to the one who gave governments. Talk to you soon. See you. 1 John 3:18.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.